We are now to the final item on today's agenda, and that is, it's listed as the Sears Island Agreement. And I want to first apologize to members of the committee, because I understand that some of you were contacted maybe today or maybe recently and asked how you felt about accepting something that you probably know nothing about or very little about, and that's a kind of an unfair question. And so I want to give you a bit of the history about what has gone on since we met in the last meeting of the Joint Standing Committee on Transportation of the 123rd Legislature, and that was on, if memory serves correctly, November 18th, 2008. It was at that time that the so-called Sears Island Agreement, and we have copies if new members of the committee would like to have one, it was an agreement that was labored over for, in the latest iteration, for close to 24 months. And in that agreement, there included a division of the island called Sears Island. Portion of it, substantial portion, was to be set aside for uses of recreation, education, and conservation. And then another portion of it was to be set aside for the use of transportation and, in particular, port development. It was an extraordinary and is an extraordinary document in terms of the work that went into it by a number of people. In addition to that delineation of that work, there was an accompanying easement that was to be held by, is to be held by the Maine Coast Heritage Trust, and it deals specifically with what can and can't happen on that conserved piece of the island. Again, very meticulously negotiated and developed agreement. When that came before us, this committee accepted it. We accepted it without change. And then is where the something hit the fan. The committee felt very strongly that the interests of transportation needed to be held at the same level that the interests of conservation did with regards to Sears Island. And so though we accepted that agreement, we deferred signing it until, I think the committee vote was, until such time as a port is permitted. That doesn't mean a port is built, because there's a long process between those times. And voted at it as a unanimous report came out of this committee. Now, this committee, with regards to Sears Island, has some very unique authority in terms of the legislature, authority that some people are now wondering. But it is authority nonetheless that exists in statute. And it says that any change in ownership or use on Sears Island must have the something and approval. David? Review and approval of the Joint Standing Committee having jurisdiction, that being the Transportation Committee. Doesn't say the entire legislature, says this committee. So that's where we are. The chief executive felt that the action of the committee was perhaps being too restrictive, too limiting, and announced publicly that he would be moving a piece of legislation forward to undo, essentially, the action of the committee. At the same time, the committee had said to its chair, to me, that we need to be able to have a piece of legislation to move forward to. And so I have filed a title without much text for a placeholder. But from that time, which was November 18th, 2008, until the present time, I had been asked and agreed to meet with the chief executive. My concern was that I didn't know for sure whether or not he wished that there be a port built on Sears Island. And so I asked him that question directly. And he answered that question directly. Yes, he felt that a port on Sears Island was a good thing, and that it, a cargo port, container cargo port, and that it would add to Maine's economic growth. Then the question, if the answer had been other than that, I'm going to tell you now that there wouldn't have been much more discussion, because we would have had to go our separate ways with legislation and battle it out. But given that that was the answer, and that that was my concern, and I think yours, I said, what can we do short of going down this legislative route? And as we had joint and frank discussions, just he and I, it was decided that perhaps an executive order being issued by him in the power and capacity that he has to the Department of Transportation and its commissioner to move forward with will actively and aggressively seek work with the Maine Port Authority and the other interested parties to initiate the process of marketing and developing a cargo/container port on Mack Point and Sears Island. Mack Point, though I view it within the harbor of Searsport, it is a separate piece from Sears Island. I said I had input. Karen Tilburg, who is here in the audience and who works closely in the governor's office, worked to ensure that this draft, do we have it? Do you have it?
No.
Sorry. Kathy, could you get this to the members of the committee, please? That this executive order would meet all of the requirements and expectations that we had of our initial order. I'm offering it to you today because going to encourage you to approve it. I know that it is a diversion from what we did originally, but I want you to view it to see if, in your mind and in your heart, you are comfortable with what it is going to achieve versus what we wanted to achieve. That's my key. Before I take questions, I want to go through this because I think it's important. I think it's important for the public to know it, too, and I'm going to read it. It's an order implementing the recommendations of the Sears Island Planning Initiative Joint Use Planning Committee. That's the group that has been working, and there are members here in the audience who were on that committee and who represent the town of Searsport. Whereas the state of Maine is dedicated to preserving its historic coastline while providing economic opportunities to its citizens that its proximity to navigable waters offer, and whereas the state of Maine owns Sears Island in the town of Searsport, County of Waldo, where both of these goals can be compatibly and responsibly pursued, and whereas Sears Island lies centrally on Maine's largest bay, Penobscot Bay, which has seaports, manufacturing centers, farms, rocky headlands, and well over 100 islands on its shores, waters and shores, the bay serves as the economic domain of 1,000 or more working fishing and lobster boats, including a major shipping channel, and is a recreational and ecological location of world-class standing. And whereas Sears Island, located in the harbor of Searsport, is uniquely suited through its deep water ship access and its rail connection, allowing double-stacked rail cars to travel unabated from Searsport to Chicago to be the location of a future freight container port, and whereas Maine's future economy will be strengthened by the inclusion of Sears Island in the global freight transportation routes, and whereas the parties of the consensus agreement that created the Joint Use Planning Committee shared a good faith belief that opportunities to pursue a port and conservation uses were compatible and should be given equal weight and attention and should be vigorously pursued. And whereas the Sears Island Planning Initiative Consensus Agreement established that the appropriate uses for Sears Island are compatibly managed marine transportation, recreation, education, and conservation, therefore, the joint use planning process defined two significant land parcels on the island, a 601-acre conservation parcel known as, quote, the protected property, and a 330-acre, quote, transportation parcel for the benefit of the town of Searsport, Waldo County, and the state of Maine. And whereas the Sears Island Planning Initiative Consensus Agreement established that Maine DOT will actively market, solicit proposals, and create partnerships for a cargo-slash-container port on Mack Point and or Sears Island, on the transportation parcel, and whereas Sears Island Planning Initiative Consensus Agreement established that the Maine DOT with the town of Searsport and appropriate others will provide for light recreation, education, and conservation facilities on the protected property by conveyance of an easement covering that area, and whereas the final report and the recommendation for implementation of the Sears Island Planning Initiative Joint Use Planning Committee, prepared pursuant to the Sears Island Planning Initiative Steering Committee Consensus Agreement, that's a mouthful, has been presented to and approved by the Joint Standing Committee on Transportation of the Maine Legislature in accordance with Public Law 2005, Chapter 277, and now, therefore, I, the Governor, John E. Baldacci, of the State of Maine, do hereby order and direct. All of those reasons that I talked to you about were things that we knew about or should have known about. This is what he is saying, that the Department of Transportation, Maine DOT, will in all respects implement the recommendation of the Sears Island Planning Initiative's Joint Use Planning Committee. The Maine DOT, as grantor, will grant a conservation easement on the 601-acre conservation parcel known as the protected property on Sears Island to the Maine Coast Heritage Trust, the holder, with the Maine Department of Environmental Protection as the third-party enforcer. That the Maine DOT will fix the boundaries of the transportation parcel and the protected property as determined by the Joint Use Planning Committee and defined in the conservation easement. That the transportation parcel is reserved by Maine DOT for future transportation use, allowing for joint or concurrent development of a marine transportation facility compliant with 23 CFR 774, and a Sears Island Conservation Advisory Council will be created to provide public input into future land use and guidance to Maine Department of Transportation with respect to the management of the protected property. And the Maine DOT, upon execution of the conservation easement, will actively and aggressively work with the Maine Port Authority and other interested parties to initiate the process of marketing and development of a cargo container port on Mack Point and Sears Island in accordance with the agreement, including initiating a request for proposals for a cargo container port facility which will utilize environmentally responsible technologies to minimize impact to natural resources, cultural values, and existing marine activities while creating significant economic opportunity for the citizens of the state of Maine. The third page is simply a signing page. It is now before you. I apologize for not being able to get it before you sooner than this. I will say that the negotiations from my part in representing the committee have been in good faith, and I have endeavored to try to capture constantly the thoughts of the committee and the actions of the committee of that November 18th meeting. And I will say that from the chief executive's perspective, his conversations have been very candid and forthcoming, and it has resulted in this. It is my hope, that this committee will vote to adopt this. And in so doing, we will not have the need for contentious legislation to go further into this session. At this point, I will stop talking and ask for your comment. Representative Thomas first, then Representative Mazur.
Mr. Chairman, I appreciate the time you spent on this. I have no intentions of voting for this. I had all I could do to vote for the last one. I think the agreement, the original agreement, favors those groups who have done everything in their power to see that no development ever takes place on Sears Island. This is just the latest attempt by very powerful groups to stop development. And if we agree to this, I think that we will talk about Sears Island, and we will talk about Sears Island, and we will talk about Sears Island, but we will never see any benefit to the Maine economy. And I do mean any benefit. And so why would I sign a document that I think is the death sentence for a cargo port on that island? And I don't see how we can come to any other conclusion. We've fought this for 40 years, and it looks like that the groups who oppose the development are going to win. And I, for one, don't intend to cave. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Masrick, and then Representative Hogan.
Yes, Senator, can you just briefly compare the executive order with the actions that we took in similarities and differences, if any?
Yes, I'll try to do that, and I'll try to be succinct. The action that we took in November accepted with every capital, every comma, and every period the agreement that was presented before us, including the easement. That's on record. What we went to do beyond that was to vote to create a piece of legislation that would, in essence, say that before we would sign the agreement, we would have to have a port permitted on Sears Island. That I don't know how long that takes. There are some who would say that would take 20 years. There are some who would say it might take 3 years. But in any event, it'll take a period of time. And while that process is working, the conservation easement and any plans for the conserved portion of the island would be on hold. That's of concern to some people. But I think your question was, how does this relate to what we did? I think that this relates to it because now the power of the Chief Executive's Office directing the DOT, whereas we don't and can't direct them in this kind of a policy matter, we have an input into what they have, what they do in their budget, but we can't direct their activities like the Chief Executive can, and so he has, with this order, directed them to go out now and actively, and we say this, it's not said in here, and I don't even think it needs to be said in here, but when he and I were talking, it was globally look at all those companies which might have an interest in developing a port on Sears Island. So notwithstanding, and I appreciate the good representative's feelings about this, Representative Thomas, I do think that this gets us where we need to go with regards to Sears Island, and therefore I'm bringing it to you.
Okay, one further question then as we go through this. The protected property, mm-hmm. while the DOT is actively and aggressively seeking permits and whatever, mm-hmm. they then can continue on with their development of that under the executive order?
Under the executive order, I believe that once the execution of the easement has been signed, and these are designed to go forth together, the signing of this executive order and the signing of the easement, they would be able to move forward. It's very restricted what they may and may not do on that conserved portion, whether or not it's about building a trail or pathways or even a structure or structures. There's a total square footage that they may build there. So if this is adopted and signed, the easement will be signed at the same time and we'll be moving forward in a parallel course. I think it was the committee's fear in November that the course, though may have been parallel, there was a substantial lead that was being sustained or achieved by one group over another. That's the conserved group over the transportation group. And I think I see these now as being more in line.
Where does it specify that the two will work together or go forward at the same time?
What's that? The very last bullet. Oh, the very last bullet on the second page. Upon execution of the, that's the signing of the conservation easement, well, then the DOT will be released to actively and aggressively pursue. So that's the piece.
Thank you. Right after the there.
Commissioner.
The first therefore. It also says the Maine Department of Transportation will in all respects implement the recommendations of the Sears Island Planning Initiative.
Okay.
Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. Representative Hogan was, I believe, next, and Representative Brown.
I'm still a little confused as to what the executive order does as opposed to what we've already done. And you said that they would be allowed to, what does this do as far as expedition? So you're saying that the DOT can go forward now and gain permits, as opposed to what we had already done. I thought we had already allowed that. Yeah.
Mm. No, we couldn't. The DOT could not formally market or seek requests of proposals for a port development. They you could not do this, or you just did not do this. Which? Commissioner Cole, come up to the microphone, please. We're joined by DOT Commissioner David Cole.
Right. Hi, members of the committee. Good to be back. We have not gone forth marketing this island. The understanding was until there was a consensus agreement and implemented, it made no sense to go forward. Because my own personal opinion, until you can remove the cloud of controversy over this island, we don't have a product to market. But so we are not currently, nor do we have plans to market the island until these issues are resolved.
So there was no active marketing in the global sense or even in the local sense?
We had some unsolicited
interest,
but we were not out marketing, frankly, because we don't have a product to market at this time until there's an agreement.
I might say that I was aware of unsolicited interest, meaning somebody or somebody's, I believe, initiated contact with us, with DOT. It could have been through the rail line, Maine, Montreal, Atlantic. I know that from some testimony that we had from Mr. Grinrod, who was here on another occasion, he did talk about their contacts in Europe, et cetera. So I'm not sure why that, or even to the extent that contact has come our way, but I am advised that there has been some. It would indicate to me that there is an interest. There's an interest. There's a global interest. This is an important piece. One of the really interesting pieces of dynamic here is that those cargoes that go on, I know that Representative Thomas knows, they actually go onto a tractor trailer. I mean, you could pull them with a tractor. There are some 80 million of those that are circling the globe as we speak, carrying goods. 80 million. And the figure that I heard is that by, I think, 2020, but it could be sooner than that, there will be 280 million of these containers. It becomes the movement of these containers not only is important today, but it becomes even more important in the future of transportation on the globe. Personally, I think that Sears Island should be a part of that transportation network. We have all of the component pieces there, save a port. We have the deep water, we have accessibility, and then we have, once that is landed, we have the access to rail, moving it to the middle of this North American continent, or across the North American continent, if that were the mood. But the fact of the matter is, it's there in place, save for a port. And this, in my mind, takes up that last piece, port development. Before I recognize, I want to follow up with Representative Hogan, and then it's Representative Brown, and I'll get to it.
Well, I don't mind telling you, Senator, that I am still a little bit confused. But to move the issue, I am going to probably agree in the trust that you have done your job for the state of Maine in this committee. I am fairly confused what this executive order is going to do as opposed to what has already been transpired November 18th. I am, but...
That's a fair question, and the result of our actions on November 18th have us essentially in a stalemate. And if we revert back, if we don't do this, and we're back at the November 18th action, I have that placeholder for a bill. In fact, I saw it listed here, something about something to assure the joint use of Sears Island. I will move that forward.